Welcome back, everybody. Today is day 6 of our novena to Our Lady of Sorrows, and today we are talking about the 6th sorrow, which is the piercing of the side of Jesus and his descent from the cross.
Now, yesterday you may have noticed that we opened up saying that we were going to talk about the piercing of Jesus' side in that sorrow, but the reason Janelle said that was because it was on the top of her notes and I made her notes.
But you know what? I think there's different versions of the 7 sorrows sometimes, like with different details. So I think that might be why.
Okay.
And I even had someone message me just saying, like, I've found so many different ways to pray the chaplet of Our Lady of Sorrows. What is the proper way? And I can see that. It causes a little bit of confusion. But you know what? I think Our Lady just wants us to come with an open heart and to enter into her sorrow.
Yeah, and St. Alphonsus places the piercing of the side and descent of the cross in the same sorrow. So this is how we're going to go through it today.
And Mary, while she remains weeping at the death of her son, sees those armed men coming towards her Jesus. At this sight, she first trembled with fear. Then she said, "Ah, my son is already dead. Cease to maltreat him, and cease to torture me, a poor mother, longer." She implored them not to break his legs, St. Bonaventure writes. But while she is thus speaking, O God, she sees a soldier with violence brandishing a spear and piercing the side of Jesus. One of the soldiers with a spear opened his side, and immediately there came out blood and water.
St. Bridget says, as it was revealed to her by the Blessed Virgin Mary, that at this moment the cross shook. And in addition, St. Alphonsus gives the insight that blood and water comes forth from the side of Jesus to show that he has no more blood to give. So he's offering everything, his entire self, and he's offering also his mother to us. Regarding the descent of Jesus from the cross, St. Alphonsus has some interesting insights, and he quotes different doctors and saints of the church. One of the things that he brings up is that why was Jesus' body taken down? In scripture, we have it said that Joseph of Arimathea goes to Pilate and asks for Jesus' body. But I believe he quotes St. Anselm, who has an additional insight. Why did Joseph go to Pilate? Well, he says that Mary was concerned that Jesus' body would continually be maltreated. And so she wanted to protect Jesus' body from anything else happening to him. He's already got the side pierced. So she goes to Joseph and says, "Tell Pilate to get the body because I want to protect his body," basically is what St. Alphonsus is saying. So Joseph goes to Pilate, communicates this request on behalf of Mary. And Pilate, according to St. Anselm, says, grants this request out of compassion for Mary.
It makes me think how Our Lady must just shudder when the Eucharist is maltreated, which happens regularly. I feel like this summer alone, I've witnessed a few times, you know, attended a wedding, attended a pilgrimage, and just people who were just not informed on how to receive the Eucharist properly. For me, my heart was just pounding, so I can't imagine how Our Lady would feel. Not a laughing matter. O most Holy Virgin, after thou with so great love hast given thy Son to the world for our salvation, behold, the world returns him to thee again. But, O my God, how dost thou return him to me?
So St. Alphonsus is speaking in the person of Mary. Think about this. Mary gives her son to the world. And how does the world return Jesus back to Mary? Crucified. Crucified. It's interesting the titles that we give Mary. Mary could have been known, or if I was Mary, okay, let's imagine, mother of revenge. Think about this. You give your son to the world and he's returned dead. You want to get even. She's not known as mother of revenge. She could have been known also as mother of justice. Justice is a good thing, isn't it? I mean, we call God just. But did you know that Mary never goes by the title even of mother of justice? She goes by the title mother of mercy. Our life, our sweetness, our hope. She's holding her son that is dead. There is no vengeance in her heart. There's no sense of, I want to get even with those who've crucified my son. And as she's holding her son, we give her the title Mother of Mercy. Mother of Mercy, let that sink in. When we are stuck in unforgiveness, maybe we have gone through our own crucifixion, or we see those we love be crucified by others. Oftentimes we respond with big bitterness and resentment. And sometimes we get stuck and we don't know how to forgive. Well, then we can go to Our Lady of Sorrows, our Mother of Mercy, and ask her to obtain for us the grace that she had not to go into resentment. And then also ask her for the grace to be able to forgive. Because if we don't forgive those who have crucified us, if we don't forgive those who crucify our loved ones, what we are saying to God, what we're saying to Jesus is, what you did on the cross is not enough for their sin. Because I'm going to hold that against them. And that's a difficult lesson to learn. But when we are stuck with this, then we can ask Our Lady to intercede for us, because Mary forgave. And we're all going to experience being crucified by other people. We're all going to experience injustice. We're all going to experience our loved ones watching them being treated unjustly. Mm-hmm. And this is where Our Lady of Sorrows can really help.
This makes me think of a story that I actually just read this morning in my reflection of the readings, because it's from this app called I Pray the Gospels. It's put out by Opus Dei. And the reflection was basically, they just shared this story about this family who during the month of May, they celebrate every day giving gifts to Mary. And they put on a little piece of paper under a statue or an image of Our Lady. In the evening, they would put a little, they'd write down what their gift was for Our Lady. And one day one of the sons just was so disobedient. He was misbehaving at school, got in trouble. He was being mean to his siblings, not listening, and went to bed without supper because he was in so much trouble. And at the end of the night, he still did write a little gift for Our Lady. And the mother normally wouldn't read the notes, but she was really curious to see what her son wrote, as I would have been curious too. And he wrote, "Dear Mary, I had a bad day. I'm sorry." And the whole purpose of the reflection was, you know, give Mary your contrition. She loves a repentant heart. I thought that was so beautiful.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, you're welcome. The Virgin herself revealed to St. Bridget that she closed the eyes of her son when he was taken down from the cross, but she could not close his arms. Jesus Christ giving us to understand by this that he desired to remain with open arms to receive all penitent sinners who return to him.
A moving image of Mary receiving the body of her son, closing his eyes, but not closing his arms. As an image to us to say, come to him. He's merciful. Like, there's no sin in our life that's so big that God cannot forgive. And if we ever think that there's a sin that's too big for God to forgive, we have to think, well, then are we more powerful than God? And the answer, of course, is no. But that's what we say in our pride. It's funny, we do something we think that's unforgivable. We are really saying, God, you're not powerful enough. You're not loving enough to forgive this sin. And if we ever, sometimes the hardest person to forgive is ourself. Yeah, we can go to confession, confess our sin, but then we still leave feeling full of shame and guilt, not because God has not forgiven us, but because we are still holding that guilt and that shame against us, ourselves. We're holding that sin against ourselves. And so when we struggle with that, we can take this image of Mary holding her son, arms open, our Mother of Mercy, and we can ask her intercession so that we could truly enter into the mercy of her son.
Therefore, says St. Bernard, is the heart of Jesus wounded that through the visible wound, the invisible wound of love may be seen.
You know, for love to be communicated, what is required? Well, sometimes we say, well, with our words, we have to say, I love you. But are words enough? No, it also needs to be shown by actions. And so here we see in Our Lady of Sorrows and in the Passion of Jesus, God going beyond simply words, but through actions and showing, look, all of this is out of love for you. Actions are necessary to communicate love effectively, and God has gone beyond anything that we could have imagined of giving himself to the point of death. I think about our children. I try and tell them I love them very regularly, every night particularly. But I also try and do things to communicate love to them, like serving them and spending time with them and giving gifts. Like, these are things that communicate love. But I do this little thing and give you a little insight into the Jasinski family. I will grab them and I'll pull one of the little kids into my arms and I'll squeeze them. And I'll say to them, do you feel my love going into your heart? And I'll go, and I'll ask them, are you full yet? And I'll be pulling them and they'll say, not yet. And so I'll squeeze them harder. And I say, are you full yet? And they're like, not yet. And I'll squeeze them harder until they say, I'm full. And if I'm not squeezing them, then I grab them and I'll start kissing them all over the cheeks and holding them. They're squirming and I kiss them and kiss them and kiss them until they say, I'm full. Jesus on the cross, his arms wide open, welcoming us so that we could be filled by him, to share in his love, to share in the life like Mary, who was full of grace. Mary was full. And God wants us to share in his life, to be full of grace. So friends, let's seek him through the powerful intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Friends, please share with us below what stood out to you and why. Comment below and pray the chaplet with us at the end of this video and Our Lady of Sorrows.
Pray for us. Amen.